let's get started. Wowzers.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
What's up?
Welcome to Checking in with Noor Hamad. I'm Hamad.
I'm Noor.
And today's guest is, drum roll, Dima.
Woo! Hello, hello. I said hello too early, so.
It's okay. No one's going to know. Fine. It could be me.
I could edit it out.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Just cuts Dima out at all times.
Just like, where'd she go?
Until she's allowed to speak.
Basically.
That's so funny. Dima.
Hello.
Shakhbar.
Okay, you know what?
Loaded question.
Today's mood is like maybe a 6 or a 7, which I'm going to say is okay.
That's good. That's more than average.
I think so.
Slightly.
That's a pass. That's in school.
You're talking to us now, so there should be like a good improvement.
Uptick.
Oh yeah, maybe like before this point. Call, maybe I was like a 3 before this call.
Wow.
Which goes to show.
Your high.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
But it goes to show,
increase.
Right? Like, yeah. Socializing really impacts your well-being, as it turns out.
Yeah, it is those times. Mm. You're like, how much percent can I add to my mood if I send a voice note today?
Oh, voice notes, though. I swear to God.
Sledgetera, it helps.
Right? And especially when the person voice noting you is like, so expressive, it makes me so happy. Like, I love voice
answer.
Noting you, Noor. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm like, oh, Dima sends me a 6-minute voice note in. Like, I'm so excited.
I'm so ready.
The longer, the better. The only thing is that by the time the 6 minutes are over and I'm responding, like, we
it's
need to
late.
Start figuring out how to take notes. And there's so
I
many
know.
Things that come up.
Oh, my God. Same. I feel that so strongly.
That makes me feel better because I've been sending people voice notes all the time now.
I love voice notes.
I just want human interaction.
I started.
Yeah.
I included it in my WhatsApp status. I like voice notes in the hopes of encouraging others.
Oh.
Then there's people who don't like it, right? And you're just infringing on their, I don't know, WhatsApp
I think
rules.
I didn't used to like it when WhatsApp didn't have the option of like locking the recording while you were recording it. Because I would literally delete
which
every
I,
single
I
one.
Still don't do.
Mm. What? No,
yeah,
I can't.
I forget to lock it and then I'll twig.
No, oh
it
my
depends.
God.
I like the control. You know, like when I'm sending someone a voice note, I can be like, okay, but that's it. And even if I like stutter too much or like, oh, I ran out of, you know, brain power, I can just go to the next voice note. But if I have like a story to tell or something, it's on locked mode. You know?
That's
and regardless, I don't know how you can keep your like fingers steady, to be honest.
Well, because I'm generally like, and if I'm recording a voice note, I'm always like walking around. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can't do it sitting down. Ma'arflish, don't ask me why. I cannot do it sitting
don't
down. Lazim
ma'arflish.
Yeah. Don't at me.
Yeah. Guys, I have a topic to discuss since we have Dima on the line here.
Oh, okay. That's
so,
pressure.
Hamad, you don't know, but Dima is planning a like huge quiz night. For a group of friends tonight. And I was thinking about the logistics of this, what it takes to be a quiz master.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's something that people wouldn't have, like, into you didn't realize, like, you underestimated, what's something you overestimated. What was your technique in designing this quiz tonight?
First of all, thank you for your question, Noor.
You're welcome.
So actually, what's so really...
So academic.
I know, right? That was
question,
like, that was the point. Shisma. I think what was really surprising was how long it actually takes. Because like you want questions that at least one or two people will feasibly know how to answer. But you don't want it to be too easy or too hard. Because if it's too hard, it's too boring. And if it's too easy, it's too boring. And so it's like that like sweet spot. And when you have very, like, angry friends and very judgmental, like, critical friends, which, like, I love them for, but also pressure. So, like, it takes a long time to kind of just figure that out. Yeah, and even in terms of, like, categories, right? Like,
how did you pick categories? Is it based on, like, each person's interest? You really have to sit and think about each person.
You know, this is why... This is why I appreciate you so much, because we have these conversations all the time about like group dynamics.
It's important.
It's so important. And even for a quiz, there's quiz dynamics, right? Like, yeah.
Different teams are different with each other. You can have a super, super team. Maybe they don't interact well. I don't know. And then you don't want to have all these winning people together and then all these losers feeling bad. It's a whole thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. Bess, in this case, because we have couples and they're calling in as a couple on Zoom, you don't have the chance of like breaking them up.
Okay.
So you need to think of that as well. And then
because if you had the chance, like if they said, listen, just do whatever you want, shuffle us, would you have broken up the couples?
Logistically, it doesn't make sense, right? If you're online. Right.
True.
Because like they're calling in on the same screen.
They can both be on their phones. Respectively.
Yeah, I would have kicked Haji to a different room, and then we would just have to participate from differently roomed Zooms.
I guess it depends on like.
The but couple. See, it is a hassle, and you have they would like the whole group would have to opt in for this to separate.
That's interesting.
A new door.
Yeah.
I know. Oh my god, my brain is racing.
So then, can you tell us the categories that you picked out?
So my categories, I got really excited that I was the quizmaster this time, because last time we had like a whole section on stuff that I just did not know, like history and whatever, and I'm like, fuck that, no one knows history. Except for one person
in a group.
Yeah, exactly. But I was paired with him last time, so we like almost won because of him. But anyway. So I'm going to be doing a meme category.
Oh.
Where it's like, name that meme. But they're all really easy memes because like not everyone there is like extremely online, right?
That's true. Yeah.
That was a hard one. That was like a
surprisingly difficult, because Al-Haji would laugh at something and he'd be like, wait, you haven't seen this? It's been a meme for hundreds of years. And I'm like, like we have different online universes. Everyone has a different online world, I guess.
Like, not to sound like a hipster, but I remember when like not everyone was privy to what memes were. And there was this it was more of an online community thing for like forums and like stuff like that. And there were so many already. And then like we got them on like Twitter and Instagram, and stuff just exploded. So there are so many like obscure ones that like aren't familiar to people because they weren't like locked in.
If you don't catch it at the time that the meme bursts into existence, it's hard relate later, I think.
And I think it also depends on what platform you're on. Yes. Like, I think people on Twitter, and even within Twitter, there are like different
Twitter has memes, right? Film Twitter has memes, Arab Twitter has memes, but Khaliji Twitter also has memes, with Bahrain Twitter. Like, it's a whole, it's a beautiful world.
Well, and so like, I know some memes that like, if I brought them up to my friends, they'd be like, what are you talking about? But then they know some memes and they're like, have you ever seen this? And I was like, no. And they're like, what are you talking about? This is so popular. It's a weirdly like personal and very subjective thing. Who would have thought?
It was a self-reflective experience to be a quizmaster.
Honestly, I was blessed.
Who are others?
Who are others? How can I bring everyone together? How can I be like the good quiz master? You know what I mean?
I think you'd be great. Yep. You put a lot of care. As you do it with love and care.
Thank you so much.
It will turn out great,
I'm sure that it will. And if it's not, it's fine. You know?
It's life.
Fun fact. The definition of meme, an element of a culture or system of behavior passed from one individual to another by imitation or other non-genetic means.
Yeah, this was a scientific word before it was a word about jokes.
I remember reading about it and someone saying that it was genetic, but I guess now the definition doesn't say it. Like, I remember there was one particular instance that, like, I talked about, and that guy's like, that's what a meme is. And I was like, oh.
I think it is, though.
Steven Pinker? Steven Pinker?
No, Richard Dawkins.
No, was it Richard Dawkins?
Yeah, he like coined the term. And I feel like now he's so angry that it turned into what it is, which makes it funnier.
He became a meme, if anything.
I know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Richard Dawkins. He like wrote a whole book and it got like really popular and stuff.
The Shellfish Gene.
That was yes.
It. Yeah, I had to read it in school. I was like, I know memes. That's it. And then Richard Dawson's like, no, you don't. I'm like, okay.
I thought they were pronounced memes for the longest time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew someone who called us memes. I think someone said meme as well.
Oh, meme. Yikes.
Have you seen this meme? No. It's okay. Someone else, that was the same person who thought, have you heard of the singer Adele? And I was like,
no. Yeah. No, who is this person? It's a cousin. Call him out.
It's my cousin. I did. I to this day laugh at him. But to be fair, Molly Way, and when Lady Gaga first came out, I thought it was Lady Jaja.
Oh no.
Because I don't know, Lady Jaja.
Honestly, I like that.
Like Jaja Gabor.
I was just thinking that, yeah. Lady Jaja.
Lady Jaja.
Lady Jaja.
It goes with her look anyway.
It does. Exactly. It all fit together. I was wrong and I was laughed at. Are there words that you have notoriously mispronounced in the past? It can't just be me, guys.
Grenade.
Grenade?
Hey, I used to say... I don't remember if it was generate or Shaichi Halon. Yeah.
Generate? Like throw those generates?
Good generate, good generate.
That's great.
Oh my god. I can't think of any. I know I used to, because like, I never know how to pronounce yogurt or yogurt. I don't know which one it is, but that's not really mispronouncing. I think they're both right. Right?
Hey, I think it's an accent thing.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Put the yogurt in the bowl.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head. I'm sure there are, but it'll come to me like 3 days later.
Okay, great. We'll add it in the like description. Like FYI.
Yeah, like a voice note from me.
I've been binging Community, and there's this episode where Britta says bagels instead of bagels.
I love Community.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, you will not laugh at this joke now. Apologies.
That's hardly a spoiler.
Bagels.
I would disagree. I've failed myself, actually, by saying that.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Hamed. Don't beat yourself up. You know, you have control. You can always cut this out.
True.
I hope that you don't.
I won't, because I have to admit my mistakes.
Sorry, that's true. We're human.
And grow from them.
And grow.
Yes.
So, Dima.
Yes.
Now that we've talked about the most interesting thing, which is your quiz stuff, do you want to talk about academia?
Do I want to talk about academia?
That's up to you.
I mean, do you have any, like, what do you mean?
Fair question. Fair question. What did, like... I would ask you, but this is a huge, like, it's such a big question. Basiani, when you were going into academia, what did the picture look like to you? And then when you were in there, you're like, I did not expect this.
Oh, that's a nice question.
Okay, great.
So once again, thank you for that question, Noor.
You're welcome.
it's really interesting. I think before, first of all, I hate calling it academia because, like, shut the fuck up. Like, really?
Sounds very pretentious.
It's so pretentious. I think before starting my master's, just some context, I'm doing my master's in international development and I'm in my second year. So I've done like a year and a half now. And like when I first entered it, I was really excited. I'm like, I'm going to learn like all these theories and I'm going to be that like really smart person online that you see online. And you're like, oh my God, I want to be like you. I want to be as smart as you. I want to like Twitter know threads. Everything. Yes, those people. They make they make you feel so dumb, you know, and then you look at them and you're like, I want to be as smart as you. And I don't know, like, it was kind of a very slow process of just, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I didn't want to influence you. Acclimating, adjusting, adapting.
No. Like disheartening. Like,
that's a good word.
Delete this part until I figure out the word that I'm thinking
okay.
of.
Well, note.
It will be here.
Basically, it was a very slow process of like realizing that kind of everything you're told about academia is kind of bullshit. Mm. When you go in, there's no real room for exploring ideas that challenge the status quo. So you're either with the side, and especially with development. So I was doing development, and that's why I brought it up, because in development, like, it's a very problematic, like, industry. I'm going to call it an industry because it is a fucking industry at this point. It's very problematic, and you have all these, like, white kids coming in going like, oh my God, I want to, like, work in development in Africa, or, like, I want to work in development in, like, South Asia. And it's like, they think that doing 2 years of Western-centric education in, like, one of the, like, most expensive private schools in the country is going to give them all the insight and all the background and all the experience and all the knowledge of, like, a local person in the context that they want to go and, like, quote-unquote help, right? And so being around that atmosphere and, like, reading the stuff that we had to read, some of it was very critical, but a lot of it wasn't. It depended on your professor. So, like, lots of professors just kind of, like, went with the status quo, and they gave you books that really did not question some of, like, the really, like, racist and colonialist and imperialist, like, that is the core of development, is racism and colonialism and imperialism, in my opinion, and in lots of people's opinions. Like, I like to call I like to call development neo-colonialism, because that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And so I think after 2 years of just being in that world and, like, going to events, even especially events about the Middle East, like, you see all these people in academia talking about the Middle East who aren't from there, sometimes don't even speak the language. They talk in such generalities. It's stuff that's so theoretical and never, like, on the ground having spoken to people. And it's so disconnected. And it never talks about, like, struggles against colonialism and against imperialism and against, like, capitalism. And so it's like, or imperialism. And so it's just like, what is the purpose of this entire, like, what is the purpose of academia if we're not challenging any of this, you know? That's kind of my biggest issue.
Because that's what you think about academia, right? Like, it's the place to go to change your brain and the way you think about things, and to change, like, there's the normal people, and then there's people in academia who think on a different level. But then you go in and you're like, it's not on a different level. It's just the same level, but more complicated words is what...
Exactly. Like. Oh my God. And especially that. Yeah, the complicated words.
The isms.
There's a lot of jargon involved in, like, people you see who are... And they usually invested into stuff like that. And they, like, they lose the people that they're trying to talk to about it, because they're using, like, complicated jargon.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think, Annie, you're successful in your pursuit to become that smart person who people see and be like, oh, she's smart.
I think, like, if that was your objective going in, I think you've achieved it. Or oh my goodness. Or at least are well on your way. So good job.
Thanks so much.
So then going in and seeing, like, that it's not what you expected, did that make you want to keep going in an attempt to be like, I'm going to change this, or I'm going to be different? Or did you make you say, ugh, like, I wish I didn't do this? I don't know if this is a risky question.
No, it's not a risky question. I think, so I know some friends who are with me in the program are very, like, aware of all these faults, but they're still going to be pursuing a PhD, and they're being very critical in their approach, in their PhD, in their research, whatever. So you still have this, like, small group of people, of quote-unquote academics, who are actively challenging the most, like, popular discourse.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's good to have that. I don't want to be one of those people, just because I don't think I can do a PhD. That shit sounds really intense and just really painful and just not...
Mental health issues that you're going to have to deal with. It's a lot. You have to be ready for that stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot. For me, it's somewhere in between. So the way that I'll answer that is by saying that when I think of my degree, I think maybe the classes didn't, like, help all that much. But I got a lot of work experience in those 2 years. Like, I've worked on different things throughout my time there that wasn't, like, connected to classes. And so I think of my work experience and I'm like, I learned so much from this, and I won't take it back, you know? Like, I wouldn't want to, like, if I had to redo it, I would redo it, maybe with, like, a better idea of what to expect. But Siani, I'm very grateful for my work opportunities and experiences, you know?
Yeah,
that's great.
That's how I'm taking it on, yeah.
There's a silver lining in that. And, of course, like, Annie, because not only did you gain insight of like how it actually is, but also a lot of it was room for you to think about stuff and like analyze it on your own and come to terms with what everything is and for see what you want to do going forward.
Yeah. And I guess if anything, it's, Yanni, yes, there's all these complaints about it, but there still are those professors and those readings and those books and whatever that are saying exactly what you're thinking. And so you can read those books, you can get into that kind of realm and educate yourself, because it's mostly going to be self-education, I think, about the things that you feel really matter to you. I forget what I was going with this. But yeah, like, I feel like now that still is available to you, you know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not entirely, like, negative, I guess.
Because I feel like even not, if you weren't, like, going to rely on those sources, strictly just those sources that you feel are of the same opinion that you have, it's better to, like, see what everyone else is saying as well. So it's not just, like, this echo chamber of you agreeing with yourself and whoever agrees with your viewpoints. No? That kind of perspective, I feel, is important.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just, like...
No, that just reminds me of, like, I mean, so, again, my experience is obviously colored by where I was, and my school was very white. It was a very white city. My school was mostly, like, really rich private school kids because it was a private school. Most of my classes were mostly, like, I would say, of that demographic. There were very few international students and very few, like, people of color. And so it was an echo chamber. And if you wanted to speak up, like, there were a few times where I spoke up and, like, one time that I can specifically remember of speaking up and the professor getting so aggressive with me that I actually cried. Which is funny in retrospect. It wasn't funny at the time, but like...
You should trust your professors to like not do that.
Exactly, exactly. But it's like when your professor is so invested in the status quo, why would he accept you like questioning him? Like, oh, I went to Harvard, which he did. I shouldn't say that. But yeah, you know, like... it is hard to speak up in those kinds of spaces unless you're like, I guess I'm also like a little bit anxious, so I don't speak up, but there are people who do, and like more power to them. So yeah, I'm not one of them.
No, I get it, because at the end of the day it sticks with you. And you had to this one professor, and now it's funny in retrospect that it made you cry, but it stuck with you for till now. And who knows how long it's going to be in your brain, and you can't delete that. And that's like the most annoying thing about speaking up, is that, okay, now I'm going to be stressed about it forever.
And it's like, you think about, Yanni, that happened last year. And for the next year, whenever I wanted to speak up in class, especially about this topic, because it was about American imperialism and like the military industrial complex. And whenever they bring anything even remotely touching that and I want to say something, I'm like, no, remember what happened last year? You don't want it to happen again. You know? It's like a way of silencing you, obviously, and it works for some people like me.
It works.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I have another question. I'm sorry, Hamid. I keep doing the questioning.
I'm actually happy that you are.
All right. Maybe it's because like I'm a blurry, like picture here, so it gives me more freedom. I don't know to speak.
Maybe.
By the way, Hamad did this hand gesture earlier while he was talking, and I realized no one listening is going to understand.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Because he said, I was just... And then he moved his arms, and I'm like, oh, no one's going to know. No one's going to know what he was just...
This is the first episode we record using, like, a video call.
It's because I bullied them into it.
That does, like, take away some of the audio cues that you want to say.
But I think video calls help. You replace it
with visual cues automatically.
Right.
But I like it with video. I mean, I'm always... There's always just more humanity with video stuff. Like voice notes instead of text.
Yeah.
In addition to the audio.
Yeah.
What was going to be my question? Oh, I have... Okay, so my question is, when you're done with your program, are you going to... Are you considering continuing in academia? Actually, let's just keep it at that, and then I'll ask my follow-up questions depending on your answer.
No, I don't think so. I mean, not academia. Like, the only thing that I could continue, I think, with academia is, like, getting a PhD. Like, if it's, like, university work. There's also, like, I don't know what people consider academia. I don't know if think tanks are academia, you know? or like research centers?
I feel
centers?
Like they are, because I was considering research. I don't know. Like, I was thinking academia, studying, like getting a PhD, or doing research. Yeah, very research.
Okay. I would be interested in research, but obviously it does depend a lot on like the organization and like what their kind of goal is, because lots of them have very like insidious,
like objectives. What a great word. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. So I think it depends. And also like being back in Bahrain does very much limit all of those options.
Yeah.
Who knows really?
Who knows?
At this point, it's a huge shrug emoji.
It is a huge shrug emoji.
That represents like this entire
oh my God. Just,
crisis. Yeah. Whatever.
We should call this episode shrug emoji.
Done.
All right.
Honestly, yeah, that's like how I've been feeling, so down.
Do you have a lot of work left to do for your quiz tonight?
No, it's done. It's actually all done. I finished it a few days ago.
Oh my God.
It's good. Dang. It's good work when you're stressed. And I was like really stressed the other day. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do this instead.
Stressed about the quiz or stressed about something else? Something else.
No, stressed about work. I'm like, I can't think about this for like another second or I'll explode. So let me do this instead. Yeah.
Do you have materials that you can share? I'm so interested. Like, I want to see. I don't know. Do you have lists? Do you have Excel sheets, notes, perhaps? I don't know.
So my notes started out on my phone. And then now everything's in the PowerPoint. And it's like this full PowerPoint, like all formatted. Yeah.
Can you send me this PowerPoint?
No, you could still join the quiz, is all I'm saying.
No, it's a lot of pressure. Like,
you have 4 hours to decide.
I don't know what it is about anything that's competitive. I just, I think it's because I think naturally I'm very competitive. So I try to really bring that down because it gets ugly. So I try. So now anytime someone says, like, let's play a game or something, I go, I'm going to get mad.
Okay, that's fair.
But it does sound like a lot of fun.
It is fun. But you would get all the meme questions. They're too easy. Like, they're so easy.
Hussein?
At this point, Marcus, you can join, you know, because, like, you know, she just told you, and you'd have an advantage.
Hey, that's so true.
At the meme question?
Technically cheating.
But she didn't tell me what all the other categories are, which I
Yeah, that's only one category. And the others I did try to make harder.
True.
To be fair. Honestly, invitation is still open.
Okay, I thought in maybe like khalas because you had the teams laid out and stuff. But I guess because we're a couple, we'd be.
You'd come in together, yeah. Okay. But I would need a picture for you. But that's fine. I can find a picture. That's easy.
You can't use this—the one on the screen right now.
Your blurry ass camera. Do you want to explain the context of your camera to people?
Oh right, because they can't see it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't know. It looks like I'm filming this in the shower, kind of, right? Like it's foggy.
Yes.
It's very foggy.
Like that scene in Titanic that I can't get out of my head in the car. Because I was a kid. Yes. I was a kid when I saw that. And I was like, Leesh harf السيارة?
Leesh في دخون? I don't remember the movie at all. Like, the only thing, I only know about that part because of references to that part.
Have you not seen the movie 100 times, like the rest of us?
Maybe what? Two I've or three, and like in bits and pieces
I've
on NBC Two or
so
something.
So many times because it's always on TV when it first came out. I don't know. I just remember anytime it was on, it was like, oh yeah, like Titanic's on Shinsawi. We have to watch it.
I just remember it's been 84 years.
Oh yeah.
A meme, perhaps that may be included in Dima's quiz tonight. I don't think so, but it could have
been. So I had to really narrow down what kind of meme I was thinking of. Okay. So they're all video memes. Like they're all videos that went viral. I'm not doing any images because those are, I don't know.
Okay.
I had to make a decision and I did, you know?
I love video memes, vemes.
I know. I had so many good ideas, but I couldn't use them because I don't know who knows them. Yeah.
Question, were one or more of them vines?
Yes. I miss Vine. I know.
Can't breathe.
I know. No, I know.
Passing out.
Wait, are they? I need to go back and check. I think so, though. I looked at viral vines.
Like, or
actually that was the day that was the day that I tweeted that I missed Vines because I was looking up like YouTube videos of like the top 50 Vines of all time.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really sad.
It is,
your recommendations must suck right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
On YouTube, eh?
You know what's a cool thing I discovered on YouTube that's Vine related? There have been people of certain of specific fandoms that make videos where it's like community but in Vines. So they take popular Vines. It's so hard to explain, but they take popular Vines and then but they'd put like a name like that's Britta. Britta would say that, haha. And so it's the Vines in a compilation, but it's maktub, the names of the characters, and it can be so funny because you're like, Britta would do that. I've seen a Buffy one and a Steven Universe one.
Okay, I need to see one for like a show that I watch.
Yeah, and see. And yeah. So there you go. That's my recommendation. It is hard. Like the person who did it, I'm like, props to you. Then aside, but could just be bad. I saw one that was like, eh, and I was like, no.
Mm.
But I saw one that was hilarious. Mit. That's why the video is blurry. I'm not here.
From beyond the grave.
From beyond the grave. Here to tell you about these Vine
about TV the specific Vine compilation.
Yeah.
Oh my god. If we could go back for like one thing, I would go back just for Vines.
Bossier.
Just for Vine. Yeah.
Bossier.
Swear
to God. I still understand.
To find all the old links of the Vines that I liked. I have an Excel sheet.
I still don't understand why it got shut down.
Best shitty, essentially.
It was wasn't it successful? Like funding? People liked it, and like maybe the people who worked on Vine, they put out an app. It doesn't work in Bahrain. It's a Byte.
The owner of Vine is Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't need to close it. I'm so mad. They didn't need to close it. If anything, and it integrated well into Twitter. Then when you put in the link, it plays like a video. So I don't know why. Mm-hmm. They closed it, and then that was it. And then I wish I knew
I guess they wanted to popularize Twitter's own video features and have people use that instead. I don't know.
Well, look how well that turned out.
Yeah. You know, there's a glimmer of hope in TikTok. There's moments in TikTok where I'm like, that's so viney.
I love TikTok.
Yeah, like, I like it a lot, but it's not Vine. Like, I need Vine energy, and it's not Vine energy at all.
صعب, لأن حتى on Vine, you had all these super cringy things, but once you start following the people that you like, right, but it's so hard on TikTok, because you're starting from scratch, and the explore page is all these generic ones. فصعب, you find the specific ones, right?
Yeah.
Yep. But I see what you're saying.
And it's a weird algorithm. Yeah, and Vine was just algorithm. What's popular or what's like any stuff like that. And then you could go to the people you follow.
And they kind of had categories on Vines. They weren't great, but they generally took you in the right direction.
They led you there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Should we wrap it up? I don't know how long it's been because I've been recording for so long.
33 minutes, I believe. Well, we can wrap it up if you guys don't have... anything more to talk about? I think
we have everything to talk about. That's why
there is
we
all
need
the
to decide to wrap it up.
I don't mind to be on. I don't mind to be honest. I like longer episodes.
Sledge.
Yeah, Anna, I'm a big fan of like 2-hour podcasts that I can just like split into parts.
Oh.
But like I listen to some of it when I'm cleaning. I listen to some of it when I'm cooking. I listen to some of it when I'm driving. When I'm bored and there's nothing. Sometimes in the shower. And they like. Especially if it's like a topic that I really like, or it's like a person that I want to hear their opinion about a certain thing. Because most of the podcasts I listen to are about either music production, people in the music industry, or video games. Mm. And the only video game podcast I listen to is ran by 3 comedians. I don't know.
That's cool. I don't have podcast listening experience much.
Yeah,
is my thing. So I can't tell you specifically what my preferences are. The only podcast I've been listening to lately is a podcast that Cartoon Network made about Steven Universe. And every episode is a topic. And I listen to that with my soul, like in the car. And I start like nodding in agreement out loud. I'd be like, yes. But like, no, ask them this. And then they don't ask them that. So that's the only podcast that I've actually in Dimej Tuya. Other things I've heard... Yeah. I don't know. I either feel like, okay, how the wide inside jokes that I missed, Madri, I don't know. I don't know how to...
Well, it's just like about finding your niche. Exactly. And people that you feel you would vibe with in real life. So when they talk about something, you would be like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so I'm still in my journey to find my podcast heavens. What about Dima? Dima, do you listen to any podcasts or have any podcast listening experience?
Yeah, I listen to like some, not a lot.
Mm.
It's like two or three that I'm very loyal to. And then like others that if they come up with an interesting sounding episode, I'll like listen to it.
Mm.
The one that I do actually enjoy listening to, I agree with Hamed. Like the whole, they released like, I think a 2-hour podcast like a few months ago. And it took me days to get through it, but it was so nice. Like you take a walk and you're listening to it. You come home and you're like getting, like it's really enjoyable to have like sometimes have a long podcast about like a topic that's interesting with people who are interesting to listen to, who like you want to hear more from. I think it depends, right? Like on the person and what they want to say. Like I don't want to hear you talk about something like super intense for 2 hours. I'm over it.
Mm.
But if it's like a conversation that's engaging, then I would. I would for hours, for sure.
That's cool. Podcasts are so interesting.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a meta thing to say because we're recording a podcast.
Oh, that's pretty okay. It's okay.
It's approved by
I give you permission.
People on podcasts can talk about podcasts.
Great. Excellent. Okay, then if we're going to keep going, I do have like a topic I want to discuss kind of.
Sure.
Dig in.
All right. So when we did the episode with Hayat a couple of weeks ago, it was, oh, Hayat is an artist, and we ended up talking about her art. When we did the episode with Ahmed Zainal is a music producer and a DJ, so we ended up talking about that. And then, you know, Dima, she's in academia, so we ended up talking about academia. So I'm thinking, like, I don't know how I feel about attaching, like, describing someone based on what they do or what they produce.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I love those episodes. They were great. And the conversation was natural and it was good. They wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about that. But I mean, in the future, like, on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
How are we... I don't know. I don't want to say, like, attributing value to people, but...
I think about it in a, like, if you were to talk about your life, you would talk about what your life revolves around. And for most people, that's the stuff they're either interested in or the stuff that they're working in.
Yeah.
It's a good gateway to just, like, get someone to talk about the thing they love or the thing they're into right now. And, like, and you branch out from there, or, man, you, with what they say.
Yeah.
And also, I would add that at least with Hayat and Ahmed Zainal, I'm going to make this assumption about Ahmed Zainal, I'm not sure, but neither of them does it as like their, you know, 9-to-5 occupation.
Yeah.
Right? So it's something that they genuinely feel passionate about and that like they choose to do every day versus they're being forced to do it and like, I have to talk about this again, you know?
True.
So it's a different kind of, I don't know, it's a different kind of like thing that they're doing.
Yeah, so it is a given that they're interested in that and they would love to talk about it because they're doing it by choice all the time.
Yeah, which is so nice. That's so like...
It is nice.
Nice to hear people doing that and like pursuing those interests.
Yeah, it is. Huh. I don't know, like it's been on my mind, I guess.
Mm.
In a, like when I describe Dima... Is it, oh, Dima, who's in academia? Or is it, like, Dima, who's funny and outspoken? You know, like, it's do you know like, what I mean? Like, just how we describe people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have, like, an open-ended question. So it feels like I'm just stating things at you, but...
It's something to think about, definitely. I think we can explore both those areas of any person, regardless of... what our direction is.
Yeah.
Because we show you the personality, or they show us their personality when they're talking about stuff.
True.
If, you get to meet them and also know a little about what they're into.
Yeah, and I think also it's about looking at what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they spend so much time talking about these things, and it means that it's something that you're not attributing to them, they're kind of you know, stating it for themselves.
صح.
And so, yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's totally unfair to do that if it's something that they are going out of their way to, like, yeah. keep sharing with the world and keep talking about and yeah. keep, like, you know, yeah. learning about and exploring. Mm. I think it depends.
Yeah, for sure.
On what the thing is, okay. yeah.
Like if I was a guest on our podcast, I'd like to talk about music.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's good. So you'd come in and you would like to talk about music, but I would come in and I don't know what I would like to talk about. Is yeah, it would be my thing. Like if I come in and someone says, I mean, I joined the radio pretty recently, so it's fresh and I like talking about it. But would I yeah. want that always to be the to thing? Be like thing. Whenever we bring in Noor, we'll only talk about radio, but it's like
Noor the yeah. radio person.
Noor the radio person. Yeah. Like what about all the مثلاً TV shows that I like to watch? Or
I was thinking TV
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I watch a lot of TV. Is all I'm saying.
I do too. No shame.
Or like
yeah.
I guess comic books that I don't know. Yeah. Like every person has so many things, and I wish we can bring out the things that maybe people don't necessarily know about that they also love.
But it's also about like who you're talking to. Yeah, for example, if it was a conversation between me and Dima, we'd be talking about like the stuff that we have in common. Yeah, for example, me and Dima love this Japanese reality TV show.
Yes, House.
It's Japanese.
Yes.
Oh my God! Why does that make it more interesting to me now?
Oh my God! It's so good. So good. Oh.
I'm wish so glad that Hamad likes a reality show. I have to say, like, I am loving this.
It's
keep
the
going.
Only one, and it's never gonna like happen again unless they make.
No, Hamad, don't say that. You have to be open. No, like.
No.
No, Hamad.
Okay, since we're on the topic, since we're on the topic of reality TV, how does everyone here feel about The Circle? Because I want to talk about it forever.
Okay, The
I
Circle.
I didn't watch it. I have no idea more or less what it is. I have some idea. I have no idea.
Great. So how would we be like the person who's learning about it as we talk about it now?
Reluctantly learning.
And judging.
Yeah.
Oh, silently. So I haven't seen the other editions of The Circle, Dima. I've seen only the American one.
American.
So
okay.
I don't know if that is going to paint my experience. Mm. I guess it does paint my experience differently than you. I think it's funny because after The Circle came out and we all went into self-isolation, it's like, oh, well, The Circle
yes!
doesn't seem so ridiculous now, does it?
Yes!
Does it
exactly,
now?
Though!
Circle, send message, open group chat.
I think, because that's when I started watching it, was when we were in isolation, and I was like, okay. Oh my God, like, I want to be in this game. It sounds so much more fun than what I'm doing.
Why did you laugh? Because I remember thinking, wow, imagine being stuck in an apartment by yourself all day. Obviously, messaging people via text is not that big of a deal. And now we're in that situation. I'm like, I need group chat.
Yes.
Open group chat.
Isn't that so interesting? Oh my God, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because so Hamad doesn't know. But basically, everyone lives in an apartment, Bruha. And they don't see the other people in the competition. But they all are on this like online platform called The Circle, where they chat with each other. They can have private chats. They can have big group chats. They can have smaller group chats. But, and then every week, someone gets kicked out or gets added in. And you can be yourself or you can be a catfish.
And they get kicked out because of like ratings. So if you're rated low, if people don't like you or they think you're fake, they're going to rate you low.
Yeah.
So the point is to be the most popular.
Mm.
People in the show or outside the show?
In the show.
No, in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rating each other.
Okay.
And you know what? I thought when I first started watching, and oh my God, what is this trash? But then by the end of it, like a lot of people really brought out their genuine selves, and they were the ones who ended up doing better than others.
Yeah. So, is that a spoiler?
I don't know. But like people, and you go in thinking, oh, el kil bitanez, and everyone's going to lie, and everyone's going to be fake, and it's all going to be stupid. But then they develop real connections. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but it does turn out like you get to know the people for who they are.
Yeah.
And
but do you?
I mean, yeah, as much as you have access to.
Yeah, because you see them in their apartments also. So like before they send a message, they like talk about why I'm sending this message. This is my thought process, whatever. And it is them, unless they're it's completely fake, but no one can be that fake.
And do you see them live react to the messages?
Yeah.
So we get to see that, which is cool.
Yeah.
I feel like knowing that there's a camera watching you, there's always that layer of like pretending.
100%.
Because Yanni, you would like to portray the best possible image of yourself.
True. 100%.
Or like the one that creates the most drama so that there's hype or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But eventually, days and days into بروحك ويا الكاميرا, I think that initial, like, perhaps acting, or like, even if you're not doing it on purpose, but you're mindful of the fact that you're being watched, that you're being careful about what you say and what you do, I think eventually you start, your guard goes down.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, for longer reality shows in general, I think في البداية it's like, ugh, you know, who are these people? And then slowly you're like, oh, you get to know them, and you know that this person عصبي, and you know that whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I guess I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Now that I have some experience.
Now that you have some experience in the reality world. And I think, Inta, as a viewer, like, you're not stupid. So you can kind of start to feel like, okay, why are they playing dramatic music? Like, why are you trying to fake this feeling?
Yeah. Yeah.
So with experience, you get better at discerning, I think.
You really do.
Oh, no, reality TV is so interesting.
It's so good. It's like so the best thing.
It's fascinating.
Oh, I know.
Can I talk about a reality show that I've been watching? Actually, I don't want to because I don't want judgment.
Oh my God, now we need to know. Now I need to know. What is it? Oh God.
Why do I feel so guilty now?
All right, the show is called Sister Wives.
Oh my God.
And I have to say, it is a great show, okay? When I first started watching it years ago, I was like, Sister Wives? It's like multiple wives and a big family. Oh my gosh. I didn't go in to judge them. I went in because I was fascinated because it's so weird. And they live in America. So
I was like, this is like the Mormons, right?
Yeah. They are a type of Mormons, yes. But they're not part of the main, look at me. They're not part of the main LDS Mormon church. Because the main LDS Mormon church are against polygamy.
Okay.
Mm.
So these guys are kind of a subset. They're a bit, they're outside. Yeah, they're not socially accepted even by the Mormon church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching it because I'm like, how are they coping with this? Are they actually, do they actually like it? La, 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 la. And now 14 seasons later.
Like, oh my God. Did you watch all 14?
I sure did. Some of them.
Wow.
Some of them I had to like forward through because the production on certain episodes is very slow. Like sometimes يطولون على شيء بايخ. Like we're going to go buy a Christmas tree and it's like the whole episode is this. I'm like, guys, I need you to speed it up. Like we don't need an entire episode about this tree. But I got to know all the characters and it's so interesting and they're so nice. And I can see why the show lasted for 14 seasons. Like, When you've watched so much reality TV, you can see why certain shows make it and certain shows don't. Yeah. And I think that these guys are just super genuine. They try really hard to be honest about their feelings. Like when one of the characters, Tizal, she talks about it. She's like, look, I felt very upset that you said this. You know, I've always felt this way. Nah, nah, nah. They started going to therapy. And then when they moved states, they found a new therapist. So they're always trying to work on their issues.
Aww.
They love all their kids so much. Like, the kids are so loved. And everyone's so nice. It's just everyone's a nice person. And it's a great show. And I'm sad that I'm up to date now.
Because I guess that's the nice thing about reality TV. Well, some, not all.
Yeah.
Is that at some point, you do start to see the people and not just, like, the personalities that they put on for the camera. And once you get to that point, it's actually really nice to see social interactions and how like different personalities like mesh or don't.
Yeah. And I'm sure they did put on personalities for Bidaya. Like if you watch episode one, which is so old, like you can tell from the footage, from the way they filmed, from the way they looked, it was so old. Yeah. Later on, they would talk about Teradichil Ayam. We were so unhappy or like we had really rough times that we didn't show on camera because na na na. And even now, you can tell that there's certain things they're hiding. But they're just, madre, like the layers around them come down and you start to see who they are.
Yeah.
Madre, I hope they're doing okay. So, they're going through a rough patch. The season ended on a rough patch. And it's really frustrating.
I feel like any reality TV shows that are currently happening right now, and people are really curious about what's going on with them, right? Because of like how are they reacting? Are they still doing the show?
Can they film if no camera people are allowed?
Hey, well, what's happening?
Oh, I love when they talk to the camera people.
Oh, you mean like the confessionals or whatever they're called?
The confessionals sometimes, or like sometimes when they say like get the cameras out, like yani when
when you realize
that there's other people in. Other than the main people, there's people walking around them with huge cameras. Or they show in the side, and I'm like, oh, come on. It's nice, because it's like, Tera, they have relationships with all these camera people and these producers, right? Like, they know them.
After that long? Imagine if you didn't. That would be so weird.
That would be weird. Ugh.
But also, do some reality TV shows have actual cameramen, and some, like, just have cameras in there? And because I don't know how, like, most of it works out. Yeah, when I think there's cameramen there, I feel like, okay, the... This person can't be really that way in front of a person, like literally filming them in front of their face.
Yeah. I think
I
do.
Always feel like
I think most of the times it is camera people. Most of the times I don't like, especially the big ones. Yeah, definitely Kardashians are known camera people. Wives are known camera people because literally you'll see them moving and following the actors, the people, characters.
Yeah, I think for the most part. Speaking specifically about Terrace House, since that's like your context, I think it's kind of a mix because some rooms it does feel like there's a camera in the corner.
It is just static, and like it doesn't move unless it's like zooming in or something, and feels like something that could be controlled remotely or whatever.
Yeah, but then I think that they do also have some camera people, but maybe it's not all the time.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that in that house. Yeah, God, that'd be so weird.
Is it a tiny house? In the
It depends. A decent house.
Mostly it's a big house. And roomy for everyone. Do you know the premise of the show?
No, I know nothing. Johnson.
Dima, I think, would explain it better.
I was waiting for you to explain it. You asked.
It's basically they get three guys and three girls, and they all have to. And the audition for it is that they have to impress whoever it is. And we don't see that part. And if the producers think that the person is interesting enough, they put them on the show. You start with three guys and three girls, and they just meet each other and tell each other what their goals are for being on the show. And there's no involvement, there's no like contests or anything, Mofi, any sort of like interaction with outside of the people who are in the apartment. They just give them cars, a place to live, and they go about their daily lives. They go to work.
That sounds great. You know, that's all I want.
It's very chill. I think that's why I got into it, because it's just it's very like relaxing, and you can see just normal people who aren't like any. Hyper. What's the word?
Weren't chosen for entertainment, but like huge entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like this persona you see online of someone who's like acting in a certain way, and then it becomes a meme. It's very well. Maybe there are memes, but it's very chill. It's very low key. Down to earth, and the people they're so humble and like there's not like a particular like you can relate to them relate to how they are as people and how they like just go about their daily lives and their aspirations and what they want to become.
And there's so also there's also a romantic bend, which is very exciting. Every time someone new comes in, they ask, okay, so what's your type? And then they try to like, there's always at least one girl and one guy who are like trying to like get together, but like not with each other, with like other people, and there's like love triangles and whatever, and that's very exciting for me. That's I enjoy that part.
It is. I didn't think that aspect would be exciting for me, but it was. Two people who and you feel like they're right for each other, and they do end up each other, and you're like that makes me comfortable.
We have so much to talk about. Yes, I like that. That's cool. I like that. Yeah, chill. Sorry. Like, kind of like slice of life.
Yeah, and they're Japanese. It's all the Japanese food and all the Japanese mannerisms of like how
a different
they
culture,
talk to each other. Yeah. Hey, it's so interesting to watch just how polite they are.
I love politeness.
Yeah.
I love their language. Whenever I watch that show, I'm like, I need to learn Japanese. And then I do like one class on Duolingo, and it's so hard. And I'm like, it's like people who learn Arabic now, I never understood how difficult it was until I tried to learn Japanese. And I'm like, okay, learning an entirely new script at this age
is insane.
Yeah. But yeah,
I feel like it's easier if you live in that. Like if you were in Japan, it would be much easier for you.
You're like immersed. You'd have to like,
practice it.
Hey, you can just be immersed. But like, I can't just be like, yeah, lol, I want to learn Japanese. Let's move to Japan.
I know.
I'm people sure people do that, have done though. That. But like,
yeah, people do that.
Good for them, I guess.
Honestly, good for them.
Yeah.
I wish that I had that kind of stamina.
If they can, and that made them happy, then good for them. And I hope they watch Terrace House also.
I think it's very popular in Japan.
A lot.
Like, it's a very popular show. Yeah. Mm. God, so good.
Ugh, I really want to watch it now.
You should.
And there's different seasons. And like each season is more... Well, I don't know if season's the right word. But every season is like a different place.
Mm.
If I feel like... If you're a Tokyo one, if you're one that's in a different area.
Cool.
There's another one. There's one in Hawaii. There's another one in Tokyo.
Mm.
And the houses are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, more like extravagant or anything. They just feel like the place you want to move in.
Mm. Yes.
Because they look so nice.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's such a good description. Yeah.
Aloy.
Mm.
Yeah. Me and Dima would be very happy if you started watching Noor.
Yes. I think I might.
Oh my God. We have so much to talk about.
The day I told my sister and I started watching Terrace House, كانت بتسوي عرس. And then
crazy. No, for sure. I feel that. I got so excited when I found out you were watching it. I'm like, we need to talk.
Like many صغير شيء بس راح قديم. I'm like, oh, did you see this person? What he did?
I love it.
That's cool. Okay, but sister wives? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't see it in my future. I'm sorry for saying.
It's okay.
It.
I don't expect you to. It's But it's really great. I just want to meet them.
I'm very curious about the dynamic of how they function as a family.
Why? I wouldn't say. Because it's like when they first. I'm gonna tell you anyway. When they first started the show, it was like four adults. So it was. I hate saying one husband, three wives, because I'm inherently, like, fundamentally against it. But anyway, they were one husband and three wives, and they were living in this one... I guess it was one house. So this is Marimin's bedroom, and this is Marimin's bedroom, and this is the kitchen. Eventually, they moved to a cul-de-sac where they had four houses, because a fourth wife came in. She's great. So they had the four houses, Yambav. So now each wife was living in her own house. Instead of having all of them in one house, they have like 18 kids altogether.
Whoa.
Which is a lot.
Holy shit. Mm.
So it was cute when they were all living in a big house, but it's kind of woidi toshun.
Yeah.
Like it was very difficult for them. So when they moved into the cul-de-sac, it was like perfect and everyone has their own house. And Cody would spend one night in each house, so he would like rotate. He doesn't have his
How
own
can you
house.
Watch this.
It's great. He's really nice. And,
oh goodness.
And like the wives, their sister wives, like their relationship to each other is actually many times more important than Cody.
Yeah.
You know, like if one of them is I don't know, like campaigning about having the tables outside rather than inside, مثلا. And if they're going to have a barbecue, oftentimes the other sister wives will come and be like, yeah, Tara, she's right. It makes more sense, la, 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 just to have her back. So they always have each other's back. But because their personalities are different, sometimes يتوشون, but they really try to work it out. And they're like, let's go to therapy. Let's talk it out. Okay, this is how I cope with the discomfort. This is how you cope with the discomfort. Let's come together. Da-da,
oh, my God. Do they show you the therapy sessions? I would love to see therapy.
They don't
show
the whole session, but they do show good enough, like a bunch of bits. One of the... You don't care about spoilers. One of the kids...
What if someone... Okay. You can do whatever.
Okay,
spoiler alert
right.
for anyone listening
spoiler
to the
alert.
Episode.
What are they
going to
do? Where are they
going
to forward
like...
to? Okay. Then I would,
we can
I would
put
say...
timestamps.
But different kids have different personalities and make different decisions that maybe the parents would not have necessarily agreed with. But they, like, the parents try to be really supportive. They consider themselves the parents of all the kids. So one kid would be like, these are my mom's methylene.
Whoa.
Or, you know, and all the kids have different relationships with each mom. It's very cool. And they're so loving to their kids. So even when the kids, methylene, believe differently than they do or want to do something differently than they do, the parents really try to sit and understand them and be supportive and be loving. And they're like, we love you as long as you feel loved, blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
And the siblings all support each other. And it's adorable.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We like that.
And Cody, like, a lot of times would be like, into Kefkum, like, whatever you guys decide. Yani, he tries to be, I don't know. He tries to show them, yani, in a, like, he respects the decisions that they make, and he respects that the way that they think, and he wants them to feel loved and important, and da-da-da. And if he has problems with any one of his, like, relationships, he wouldn't be like, oh, here got sewi chidi chidi chidi. He'd be like, oh, I understand why she felt like she needed to do that, because maybe I wasn't, I don't know, giving to her as much, da-da-da. Maybe we have problems, we should go to Nancy, who is their therapist, and have a session with her and discuss. It's a lot.
Yeah, I totally get why you'd be, yani, why you'd be into it, why anyone would be into it.
Yani. It's very interesting, like, because the, you go into the, it to the see their dynamics, right? Like you said.
You want to see how, like, something like that functions and how it runs.
And it changes. The fact that it changed from episode one onwards makes you stay, because you're like, oh, now they're going to do it this way. Oh, we are in therapy sessions to talk about this. Hadi matchachi hadi lana hadi, you know, chidi chidi. It's cool. Yeah. All right. That's it for us. Diva, thank you for joining us. Loki, want to have you again because want to keep discussing things.
Yay. True. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Yeah. So
this is really
fun. I'd love to have all of our guests back.
Stay tuned.
It's so fun having these conversations. Yeah. You will know later. Thank you, Dima. You've been an incredible guest.
You've been incredible interviewers. Thank you so much.
All right.
Alvarin Lech. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. We'll put in any important stuff in the description. You can always follow us on our respective doobly-doos, which will be in the doobly-doo.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good one. Have a good week.
Bye, guys. Who are guys?